You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Wherever you're tuning in from, welcome to today's show. I am truly excited about my guest today. We are continuing our theme and our coverage of the upcoming Spirit Plant Medicine Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia. Got another wonderful speaker. Looking forward to bringing her on. But first, of course, well, no, it's not of course, because we finished my book last week. That's right. I've been reading little sections of my book for about the last 2 years, maybe probably a little over 2 years. And last week was my last section of the book. So I've been trying to figure out what to do and how I was going to restart. And, you know, some people said, oh, just start the book over again, which, you know, maybe I'll do in the future a little bit. But since the book was all kinds of thoughts and ideas around that came from my blog posts, I thought, let me just go back and let me just start with some of my blog posts. So, this is sort of the first from going back a couple of years. And the title of this one is Letting Go of Expectations Opens Us to the Magic of Life. We all have desires. Our intentions and our goals give us direction. They cause us to focus our efforts. Yet there is a trap in having expectations. For expectations are powerful forces indeed. They cause us to close down possibilities. And often we feel pressure to make these those expectations a reality. When we do that, we miss out on quite a lot. For expectations often bring with them resistance. And when we focus so hard on making something happen a certain way, we lose the magic of life. There is a forcing that happens when we expect something to happen. We push and strive and work ourselves into a frenzy. And when those expectations are not met, we become angry, depressed, or sad. On the other hand, when we let go of expectations, we can be open to possibilities beyond our imagination. We can find ourselves in situations far greater than anything we could have conceived. Sometimes we need to get lost to lose our expectations. And in that moment of feeling lost and without direction, we stumble upon something wonderful. Or perhaps we are creating an event and we want everything to be perfect. In our pursuit of perfection, we can squeeze out of the moment any room for magic to happen. Yet when we focus on being present and being open to what life brings us, we can find enormous opportunity for things to go far beyond what we could have expected. There is real magic in being open and being present to what life presents. When we try to control every potential outcome, when we force things to only go a certain way, then that is all life can bring us. And when we release control, let go of our expectations, then we open the door to the infinite possibilities of life. When our arms are open, we can receive. If our arms are folded, then we can only observe. So let's make this year a year of possibilities and openness. Let's find more ways to be present to the gifts of life. Can you find a way to let go of your expectations? So this I wrote at the beginning of 2021. And it was sort of inspired by listening to a friend of mine talk about someone who hosts ceremonies the way I host ceremonies, and how they said something that was a really interesting comment. They said the container was very clean, and it was very precise, and it was great. And at the same time, it felt like there was no room for magic to happen. And I thought that was quite interesting. Because I always find that, you know, the real magic in life happens when we open things up. And I don't know how to really relate this in a way that most people can get it, but I find that when I'm so stuck on things happening a certain way, when I'm so focused on that, you know, it's got to be like this and I, you know, like that and like this, like when I get so much, it's got to happen. It's got to happen. It's got to happen. There's often some resistance that gotta creates resistance. And when there's that resistance, the very thing we're trying to attract, the very thing we're trying to bring into our life, it just becomes harder. It's not happening. And so in my own life, I've found that when I let go of the expectation, when I just know in my heart of hearts that, like, everything's perfect, it's going to unfold the way it unfolds. It might not do it the way I expect. It doesn't have to. That it actually can be better. And I often say to people, you know, I never imagined, you know, 15, 20 years ago that I'd be doing what I'm doing today. And so I often say that life has a much better imagination for me than I do. So I like to, I'd like to kind of say, like, for myself find a way to let go of the expectation. I can have an intention. I think intentions are good, but if we hold the intention lightly, we make room for the magic. And like, this is, I've experienced this many times, like with my wife, when we're traveling someplace or we're going someplace and we don't quite know where we are, and we're driving along and it's like, oh, I don't know, did I miss a turn or something? And she's like, you know, my wife is fearless. She's like, yeah, let's just keep going. Let's see. And then we stumble upon something. And that something that we stumble upon is like so beautiful or so much better than what we were actually looking for. And I've had that experience several times. So I kind of feel like, well, you know, it's kind of like when I get lost, when I stop expecting to find something and I'm just open to what's right in front of me, when I'm just present to what's right here, right now, and just be with it. Like some really interesting, fun, amazing, beautiful things can unfold. Now, look, I know we're human beings. I know like having expectations like comes with the territory. I'm not saying by any means that I'm perfect and that I'm totally detached and I don't have any expectations of all. Of course not. But this blog post is about leaning in the direction of being more open, of leaning into just having an intention and not an expectation, and being aware of when we do have expectations. Because one of the most important things is if we're not aware of our expectations, then they truly work against us. But when we can at least have the self-awareness, like, oh, I really have a strong expectation about this, like then we can say, okay, I have an expectation. Let me loosen that up a little bit. Let me not be so focused on things happening exactly the way I want. And oftentimes, you know, it's kind of after the fact, but you know, you had an expectation when there's some disappointment involved. You see, because when we just have an intention and we allow things to flow, then there's no expectation. So then there's not necessarily we're not going to be disappointed because we didn't say, oh, it's got to be like this. So when we're experiencing disappointment, that's a really strong clue that we had a really strong expectation there. So anyway, that's my blog post. And this is entitled Letting Go of Expectations Opens Us Up to the Magic of Life. You can find that in two places. Of course, on www.theconsciousconsultant.com, and just go to the blog there. But you can also find it on the talk radio blog page. So just go to talkradio.nyc/blog, and you'll see the blog as well. So those are two places you can find. And this one goes back to the beginning of 2021. That's why you hear me talk about, you know, the year to come. So we can make it the year to come of 2024. So let go of those expectations. So I hope you like this new format of me talking about going through my blog posts as opposed to little sections of my book. It's pretty similar, so I think you'd like it. So now it is my extreme pleasure to welcome to the show addiction recovery coach, psycho-spiritual preparation coach, integration coach, and death doula, Melanie Waterfall. Melanie's gift is to intuitively hold space for others on their healing journeys to rediscover their own divine light. With over 25 years of experience in various spiritual and personal growth modalities, with the use of plant medicine and without, Melanie guides her clients to heal themselves. As a survivor of various types of abuse and traumas, Melanie has an empathic understanding of those courageous enough to heal core wounds and break old patterns that are reinforcing PTSD, OCD, anxiety, and depression. Releasing dysfunctional coping mechanisms opens the way to a healthier and more joyful life. In a safe, non-judgmental, and compassionate space, she encourages her clients to challenge their thoughts and beliefs. Working with plant medicines, pave new neurological pathways, creating the opportunity to confidently step into our divine light. She will work with clients to integrate new habits and create a customized plan, empowering them to succeed on their own terms. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Melanie.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Ever since we connected and spoke, I've been really looking forward to having you come on because you're definitely a kindred soul.
I really felt that in your, you know, reading your blog post, and so much in alignment of, you know, what I speak to with my clients and part of our preparation and integration.
Yes. It's so, so important. And I got so many questions. I just want to start with one quick question before we take our break. And that is, this is kind of an odd field. Like, this is not a mainstream thing to be doing these days. And so I'm just curious, what sort of got you on this path that, I know it usually starts with our path of our own healing, but what sort of got you on this path of this is the work I want to do with the rest of my life?
Oh, yeah. Well, as you mentioned in your introduction, so many years of struggling with the outcome of the trauma that I experienced in my life, and was really fraught with a lot of anxiety and depression, and at times I even contemplating suicide, and at many times it got very, very dark, and I tried all of the things. It's been 3 decades now that I've been working towards really healing my own core wounds. And, at best, I thought I could manage my anxiety. And, it wasn't until I started working with, psychedelic medicines that I was able to create a new set point in my being, one that I had not experienced before. And that was deep sense of peace and calm and just feeling safe in my being. And so that was a very clear message. And so once I began to work with these medicines more and more, and doing the deep integration work, everything, fell into line in like a Tetris game. All of that information that I had stored all those years, now I was able to embody it and really live through it. And so eventually I just, the message came to just get out of my own way and be of service to this molecule. And when that happened, when I let go of my own expectations of the outcome, the doors started flying open, and really there was a gnosis within me that every time I've been able to be of service to a client, it's such a clear, clean energy coursing through my being. And I'm so fulfilled by the experience of just witnessing, another being heal themselves. It's just such an honor.
Yeah. I'm curious, do you remember that very first experience you had many years ago? I'm curious, how did you come to that experience? Was it a friend invited you? Was it something you were looking for? Was it something that happened very unexpectedly?
Oh, well, I was in a therapeutic session with my own facilitator, and we were working with MDMA. And we're deepening, and I was going through my second divorce and trying to understand all of it. And all of these beautiful and amazing insights came to me, while I was in the medicine. And it was so profound for me, all of these insights came and just aligned, and I was able to actually, coming back to that acceptance of the outcome, deep, deep acceptance of what is truly what created such a pivotal shift in my whole perspective of life.
Wow. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
So it just really led me down a path, and I knew deeply that I was on the right path.
Yeah. Excellent. Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing that. We're going to take our first break. I do see loyal listener Patty tuning in on the YouTube live stream. Thank you, Patty. Always glad to see you checking in each day. Make sure you let us know if you have any questions throughout this show. When we come back, it's a step from engaging in this stuff for our own healing to then becoming a facilitator. So I'd love to talk about what that transition was like. And at what point did you really decide you wanted to help others using these same molecules and helping them, and sort of what that experience was like making that transition. Okay. Sure. Wonderful. So Everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over social media and YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitch. And we'll be right back with our guest, Melanie Waterfall, in just a moment.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mara Bronthu, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 1 p.m. Eastern on Fridays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
What really drives success in business? Introducing Intangify, the show that explores the intangible assets that create value and growth. I'm Matthew Asbell, your host and an attorney focused on innovation. Join me Fridays at noon Eastern to discover how innovation, culture, and other intangibles shape thriving companies from startups to established businesses. We'll share strategies to unleash your business's true potential. Tune in live on talkradio.nyc Fridays at noon Eastern and Intangify your business today.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So Melanie, you were on a path of your own healing for many years. I mean, you've suffered abuse, you have trauma. I mean, we all have trauma, you know, big T's and little T trauma. But at what point in your journey did you say to yourself, or did it just come to you that like I want to use this work to help other people?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been a life coach in various forms for quite a few years. I used to have a professional organizing business that really tapped into my OCD, and I got to work with it in a productive way. And so, but that goes deeper, you know, when we go into people's homes. And so there's a lot of support required on that, on an emotional, mental, even spiritual level, when we help people in that way. And so it was a really nice transition for me to be of service in a really deep and meaningful way. So, you know, after a couple of years of really deep work with these medicines and understanding the importance of preparation and integration, I began taking my course with Being True to You for my preparation and integration coaching and addiction recovery program, which was phenomenal. I really was able to get a much deeper understanding of how we work and trauma and addiction and how they're connected. And, you know, although I'd already had a lifetime of experience and through counseling and understanding all of the dynamics that addiction can bring into a family and one's life, this was a really beautiful addition to that. And then I began, I also took my microdose coaching program and, you know, to help be support when people want to take the path of microdosing to, you know, learn more about their inner realm. And then, of course, you know, my passion of being of service in the most sacred manner is as a death doula. So I also expanded my education as a death doula. And while all of that was happening, I'm still working with these medicines. And, you know, it came repeatedly to me through several ceremonies that I needed to get out of my own way and be of service.
Mm.
And of course, at first I was like, no. but it kept happening and kept coming very clearly. And so that was a big step for me, because now I'm taking on this really phenomenal responsibility of holding space for someone's spirit and their entire consciousness to really come into a new gnosis of themselves. And so it's such a deep, deep honor for me to hold this container and co-create, with my clients. And it's such a phenomenal thing to witness, to bear witness, because we are all connected. And so when we're healing and we're having these deep insights, I really feel that I'm in that with my client. There's such a deep bond that's, created between myself and my client. And it's really an honor to have that level of trust.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think what you said is so true. And I think it's something that people who are relatively new to this kind of space often forget, is that when you're working with these substances and you're facilitating somebody, the physical aspect is important. Like, you need to know, right, their medications. You need to know there's not going to be any contraindications. So like, harming someone physically is a real issue if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But the deeper issue is actually harming their consciousness.
Yeah.
Like, when you decide to sit for someone or facilitate someone, you're not just working with their wiring or their neurons. Like, you're working with their soul, their spirit, their consciousness. And that aspect of it is so much more precarious, isn't it?
I mean, so deep. And this molecule, 5-MeO-DMT, it really does work on a vibrational level, right? And so it requires us to really get out of our own way and of course release our attachment to the outcome. With this molecule, as much as we put in a lot of time and effort in preparation and do really hone in on our intention, it is invited to be held loosely, because I feel that this medicine has a far deeper wisdom that we are able to comprehend at this time in our consciousness, it will definitely give us what we need.
Yeah. Not always what we want, but what we
need. Exactly. Right. Right. So it's important to understand the wisdom of letting go of our attachment to the outcome, and to stay curious, as we are truly limitless beings.
Yes.
So if we have that attachment to the outcome, we're just really squeezing ourselves in a little box.
Right.
So I really do appreciate what you said about your blog, and so much resonates in terms of how I work with my clients. And it's only after the ceremony that we come back to that intention and weave it in to the experience that they've had.
Right. Right. So, as my listeners know, I've been doing my own work in this field for over 9.5 years, and I've tried a lot of different things over that time. And I only recently came to 5-MeO. I mean, I tried it for the first time a little less than 2 years ago. I've only done it twice. It's a very, very powerful experience. And I'm actually glad that I didn't do it too soon in my journey, because I think it would have been a little too unnerving, too jarring. How did you come to that particular medicine? Because there's all kinds of stuff. People love ayahuasca, San Pedro, psilocybin. I mean, there's so many, and MDMA and Yopo, and there's like tons and tons of different plant medicines. How did you come to the 5-MeO, and why does that one resonate with you so much?
Well, it was during some therapeutic, you know, psychedelic therapy sessions with my facilitator. And I feel that it speaks to me on a level where, you know, oh, this is a huge topic. So my, you know, with anxiety, with the level of anxiety that I was living with, you know, 2-3 panic attacks a day, my ego was like really attached to that identity. And so, like you said, this is a really powerful molecule. It's the most powerful ethnogen we have known to us at this time. Yeah. Right. And so it's not that my ego was the ego that was out there saying, I'm all that and more. My ego was like, shh, stay quiet, be as perfect as possible and really hold tight to that outcome. try to control the narrative, you know, and have everything in its place. And so that was, I realized through my work with this molecule, by creating, and I feel that this molecule really offers us the insight as to our ego awareness rather than ego death. Even though that ego has to take a step aside, then, you know, our true essence is able to bubble up and reveal itself. And so it was then my ego needed this much of a medicine to really shake it loose.
So it's like you really needed something strong to kind of punch through so that you can then like, oh, like get it that there's more to us than just this sort of individual existence.
Yes, that's so true. And it was really realigning and sorting me out in a new vibration. And it was, that's what I had to integrate, was this new vibration of this medicine that was ignited within me.
Gotcha. Okay. It's time to first take our next break. When we come back, let's just talk about like, how do you work with people and what has it been like for your own sort of development, working with others and helping others to heal? Because it's a very sort of different thing of when you're just focused on yourself and working on your own healing. And now suddenly you're working, helping others. And there's both an honor and a responsibility in there, isn't there?
So much so. So I appreciate the way you put that, because it's just both.
Yes.
And devotion, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do want to touch upon the death doula work that you do as well a little later on. So we'll get into that as well. Okay.
Sure.
Awesome. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, with our guest today, Melanie Waterfall. And we will be right back after this.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
I just want to mention that Melanie comes to us via way of the beloved Plant Spirit Medicine Conference, which is back celebrating its 12th year of gathering of like-hearted souls in the beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia in Canada. I was there not this past summer, the summer before. I loved it there. They are thrilled to introduce to you their extraordinary lineup of visionary speakers who will not only educate but also inspire you. Prepare yourself for an unforgettable experience with the world-renowned mushroom guru, Paul Stamets, you know, the fantastic fungi fame, the cosmic wisdom as astrophysicist and mystic visionary, Acacia Lewis, and the compassionate insights of Dr. Gabor Mate. I love Gabor Mate. This year's conference takes place on the weekend of November 3rd through 5th, so coming up pretty soon. And information and tickets can be found at www.spiritplantmedicine.com. And if you're listening to this show, we have a special discount code. You get an extra 10% off the tickets with the code SAVE THE WORLD. All one word, all lowercase. Save the world for a 10% discount at spiritplantmedicine.com. We'll make sure to get that in our show notes. Welcome back, Melanie. So you're giving a talk at the conference. What's the title of your talk?
Oh, I love it. It's Reclamation of the Spirit, Breaking Through Old Paradigms with 5-MeO-DMT. And I get to sit alongside Richard Kay, who runs the Sentinel Retreat Center out of Caslow. And so it's just such an honor to be invited to participate and share the stage with all these amazing, amazing beings.
Yes, yes. Oh my God. I so wish I could be there. I was planning on attending, except I'm ending up going to Peru. So it was a little bit too much to fly out to Vancouver and come back and then like turn around and fly out to Peru. So I'll have to make next year's conference. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about, and I'm curious, when you went from just using these molecules and using these plants to heal yourself to becoming a practitioner, and now you're starting to work with people. And as we mentioned before, the responsibility as well as the honor and the extreme reverence for doing it. What did you learn about yourself? What happened for your own development when you were now facilitating others instead of being facilitated?
Oh, I love that question. It was another layer of really getting out of my own way and deepening my presence, being a vessel of compassion and non-judgment, and really deepening those listening skills. And, you know, and as a spiritual being, there's a connection. You know, you and I have a connection. There is, even though we're all navigating this world, you know, this realm on our, as individual beings, we're all connected. And I deeply feel others' pain. I share their excitement. It's just, it's so profound for me to be able to sit and be present and connect with someone else's energy and understand what they're going through on a very deep, deep, like cellular level for me. Mm. And so because I've, you know, been through it myself, it allows me to have that deeper, you know, empathetic and compassionate understanding. And these medicines really strengthen that intuitive muscle. Mm. And so when I am working with my clients, I'm really deepening and listening to that intuition within my own being of how to be of best service to them. But truly, it's an honor for me to witness them come into that for themselves. Mm-hmm. And empower themselves to trust that.
And I'm curious if maybe you can give our audience some examples of what are the changes you've seen happen with clients you've worked with, like how were they coming into a ceremony and what happened after the experience and after you worked with them with integration, like what sort of changes have you seen? What kind of miracles have you witnessed, I guess, is what I'm asking.
You know, everybody comes to this medicine so uniquely, right? I mean, I work with people who have lost children, who, you know, have experienced deep grief, who are going through divorce, who are overcoming, you know, substance abuse. Recently, I've had this, you know, a few clients who are new moms and, you know, just really have lost their sense of self after becoming a mother. And who am I without this narrative that I've had going through, and now I'm a mom and I don't want to bring that old programming into, you know, how I parent. And so I think really one of the most poignant and powerful experiences is to witness, you know, someone come in with a very old mindset that is so locked into their identity. And to witness that like moment of, okay, I am not my thoughts. I am not this old belief. And to release that. And it's like releasing the shackles. And you know, I can feel and sense with every cell of my own being as their vibration shifts and changes. And, you know, integration is an ongoing process, and working with a molecule like this, where it strips away everything that we are in this realm to reveal what our true essence is beyond body, beyond ego, beyond thought, judgment. So to witness that in itself is a miracle.
Yeah, truly, truly.
I don't think there's anything else that can really go to that level of awareness and cellular gnosis within our being.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You brought up before, and I want to talk about it some more because I feel it's so important. The work with integration, well, the work with preparation and integration, because sometimes people sort of rush into these things and they don't properly prepare themselves, and then they go to an experience and then they're not taking that experience and working on the integration aspect of it. So why is preparation and integration so important for you?
Well, in my own introduction to this molecule, I had no preparation. So I realized afterwards, you know, as we look back on an experience and through my education, how important preparation is. And, you know, I think that this is a really big piece that I want to bring a lot of awareness to as a coach and facilitator, is that when we are able to step into an experience feeling like I am the co-creator of this experience, not, you know, it's happening to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm giving my power away to the facilitator or the guide or, you know, the guru or shaman or whatever they want to call themselves, which I, to me, is a red flag with this medicine.
Yes. So, yes.
That's a whole other conversation. But when we're properly prepared, we've already begun the journey, the ceremony. When we feel empowered to step into this medicine and welcome it truly into our being, this is where the most profound shifts can occur. You know, I feel that it's, while there's no words or no amount of preparation to truly articulate what this medicine is, it's a lived experience. Mm-hmm. It's really important to understand and prepare one's being to set themselves up for success after the ceremony as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we hone in on our intentions, it helps us to, you know, like I was saying earlier, we come back to that intention after the ceremony with the integration. And really, this is not a, working with these medicines isn't like, okay, I take the medicine and now I'm fixed.
Yeah.
This is a massive misconception that people have. It's no, this is, I mean, maybe, you know, I often liken it to like a champagne bottle. You know, you open that champagne bottle and the first time you work with this medicine, it's like all of your stuff comes spraying out and it's a huge explosion of your consciousness and awakening. And, you know, and then integration is those little bubbles that are rising to the top that maybe are a little bit slower to rise. And maybe they need a little bit of coursing to release. And yeah, so this is a beautiful medicine that keeps on giving. And as we move through our days afterwards, you know, we can see with new eyes, we can respond in different ways because we have this wonderful, you know, neuroplasticity that, you know, the snow globe of our mind has been shaken up and we get to actually take the driver's seat and choose intentionally how we respond. And so this is how I work with my clients is, you know, that's how we come back to the intention. And then I give them lots of tools and tips, and we'll even practice things like having boundaries or talk about, you know, especially self-love and awareness and self-worth. So it's often that people are coming to me because their self-worth is low and they don't see their own divine light.
Yeah. Yeah, so, absolutely.
So it's, absolutely. You know, when we talk about miracles, it's witnessing someone come into their own divine light.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, they often talk about the 5-MeO-DMT as when you experience it, it's experiencing ego death. It's experiencing that lack of separation to all that is. Do you find that if people are not properly prepared for that, that can be overwhelming?
Well, for sure. You know, I have many clients that come to me after an experience feeling very destabilized. You know, and the not even because they don't know what they don't know. If they haven't been properly prepared, right, they don't really know how to, or, you know, how to vet their facilitator, how to find a facilitator. And because, yeah, you know, this isn't a widely known medicine yet. I mean, it's gaining popularity and mm-hmm. I'm deeply grateful for that because, of course, you know, I feel like this is how we heal the world.
Right.
But, you know, they'll go to a facilitator and they serve them and then they're out the door and there's no integration or, you know, it's interesting. I hear of clients, you know, where the facilitator is like ghosting them afterwards and not, you know, they're feeling destabilized. They don't understand about reactivations. Those can be really disorienting if you're not properly prepared and understand what you're getting yourself into. And so it can, without proper support around this medicine, it can be destabilizing. And it's not for everybody either.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You know,
it's really important to discover.
Right. Right. And I really appreciate everything that you're saying because I feel so often people rush into these experiences I mean, let's face it, a lot of people are suffering. People rush into the experiences because they're suffering, and then they're not being very careful about who they decide to work with and what kind of support there is around it, and all kinds of just basic questions like how long have they been doing it? What kind of training have they gotten? And I feel like a lot of harm can be done when you don't check into it, but when you ask the right questions, when you take the time to do your research, when you see, like, does the facilitator appreciate the concept of set, setting, and server? You know, some of the basic stuff that we know, if like that's not, if they're not being mindful of that, then maybe might not be the right person for you to work with. But I get it. Like, there's so much suffering out there. People are just desperate for anything. So I hope that people can really hear this message of reaching out to people, investigating, find people who have been in the industry for a while, that they're not just brand new, and ask questions. It's so important, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It truly is. You know, to understand that, I mean, this is your first step into taking your power back, is to really choose your facilitator wisely and owning the experience rather than it happening to you. Right? You are a co-creator of this.
Yes.
And so just as much as it's my responsibility as a facilitator to, you know, and we all work differently, right? We all have our own containers. But for me, my container is taking my client from shore to shore and making sure, you know, they step forward with confidence, grace, and, you know, a sense of self, a healthier sense of self than when they...
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I can't believe this is our last break of the show. It flew by so fast. Still got a few more questions for you. I could speak with you for hours and hours and hours, Melanie. I just love where you're at. So when we come back, I really want to just touch upon the death doula work that you do, because I feel like that's another important topic. And then we'll wrap everything up. And maybe you can share for the audience that doesn't know what... How would you describe the experience of 5-MeO-DMT, sure. Which is not an easy task. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern time, right here on talkradio.nyc. And we'll be right back and to wrap it up with our guest, Melanie Waterfall, in just a moment.
What really drives success in business? Introducing Intangify, the show that explores the intangible assets that create value and growth. I'm Matthew Asbell, your host and an attorney focused on innovation. Join me Fridays at noon Eastern to discover how innovation, culture, and other intangibles shape thriving companies from startups to established businesses. We'll share strategies to unleash your business's true potential. Tune in live on talkradio.nyc Fridays at noon Eastern and Intangify your business today.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Okay, so we don't have that much time left. So I really want to dig into the death doula work, because I've had people on the past come on the show and talk about it. And there's this wonderful book called The Inner Work of Age that's all about, you know, using when we're getting older, how that can be like it's such a wonderful personal development experience. But in society today, we're so almost unconscious about death. It's like we don't want to talk about it until somebody close to us dies. We're always staying far away from it. Why are there so many death doulas now? Why is it coming back into our awareness? Because for so long it wasn't.
Yeah, I think that psychedelics and death are related. We go through a death and rebirth process when we work with these medicines, especially a medicine like 5-MeO that is often referred to, you know, as similar to a near-death experience. And so it was through my work with this medicine that it was really quite profound for me to reestablish or renew my own relationship with death and my mortality. You know, understanding that I am much more than this divine garment that I get to truck around in this, you know, three-dimensional realm and having this human experience, it really, and having that gnosis within my being actually changed so much of my vibration and how I show up in, you know, for life now, knowing that. And so, you know, I had people coming to me. It was one client that I worked with, not with 5-MeO. It was with psilocybin, who had lung cancer, who came to me and asked me for an end-of-life ceremony. And it was so incredibly profound to hold space for him as he, you know, was really just within a week of passing. And so he could just come into a deeper acceptance of his experience and his life here, his journey here. It released a lot of anxiety and pressure that he'd been feeling. And he was really able to transition in such an incredibly peaceful manner. And it was my promise to him that I would become a death doula. And so that's what I did, and through the Anam Cara Academy, which was just such a beautiful experience, and studying death and different cultures. And I mean, really, none of us escape this experience. It's part of our human experience. And so it's best to come to terms with it and really let go of our expectation of that outcome too. You know, we don't have any control over it for the most part, you know, and to be able to have the blessing and the opportunity to sit and create, co-create our experience around death is such a, you know, beautiful opportunity. And again, one of the highest honors that I can hold is to be present for those that are ready to transition and create a beautiful experience for them.
So you mentioned how, like, 5-MeO has been described as similar to a near-death experience. How would you describe the experience of 5-MeO to somebody who's never tried it?
It's often referred to as the ineffable, you know, that which is hard to put into words, but I'll do my best. You know, it's a very fast-acting molecule. So by the time you've inhaled it and started counting to 10, it's already taking effect. Yeah. And all of a sudden, you know, the impact of it can come on depending on dose, right? Mm-hmm. We always work with dose. So it's not always that full release that we're going for. But it's a shedding of, it feels like, you know, some molecules will take you, you're in a high rise building, and, you know, here on the fourth floor, you've got cannabis, or, you know, on the sixth floor, you've got psilocybin, and maybe up a few more levels, you have LSD. And then way at the top, you have NMDMT maybe, but, you know, 5-MeO, it's like a rocket ship, and you left the building So you are in source energy. And so everything that you identify with being human in this realm drops away. You have no body, you have no name, you have no gender, you have no judgment, you have no emotion, you just are. Yeah. And it's a beautiful awareness. But as soon as you come to that awareness of like, oh, I just am, now you're back in your body and your ego is back online. So it can be a lot of downloads, and it's not an overly visual experience. It can be very somatic. It's different for everybody. I say that, you know, to my clients, as many people as exist in this realm, that's how many experiences we can have. It can be dense. It can be the most incredible unconditional love of the universe that you've ever felt, which, you know, I think is really a beautiful opportunity to feel all of it, because as humans, we are here for the whole human experience.
Yes.
Right. So it's about understanding and allowing that. Anytime there's a resistance to this molecule or the when one is trying to control it, this is where we come into some turbulence and it becomes a little bit more challenging to navigate. But letting go of our attachment to the outcome invites so much more.
Yeah, I always find that people who have less resistance to just the medicines in general, whatever medicine is they're working with, the smoother the journey is, and the more resistance there is, the bumpier the ride is.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true for this molecule as well.
Yeah. Melanie, I wish I could have you on for 2-3 hours at a time, but yes, unfortunately, so it we're at the end of the show. If people want to learn more about you, learn about your services, get in touch with you, how would they do that?
Please find me on my website at divinelightintegration.com. You can also send me a friend request and reach out to me. Do send me a message on Facebook if you want to connect, just at Melanie Waterfall, or I have a little, you know, Facebook page of Divine Light Integration as well, or Instagram at Divine Light Integration as well.
All right, Divine Light Integration, wherever you can find it. Melanie, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come on my show. It's been a pleasure having you, and I wish you a wonderful, wonderful presentation at the Plant Spirit Medicine Conference, and I wish you a lot of success in your journeys.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you for having me and allowing me to share this beautiful medicine.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And yes, just a reminder that the show is brought to you by the Spirit, www.spiritplantmedicine.com, and use the code SAVETHEWORLD, all lowercase, all one word, to get 10% off a ticket. They do have a streaming option. So if you're not in Vancouver and you can't make it, you can also stream the conference as well. So thank you all for tuning in. As always, if you missed any part of today's show, you can always catch the replay on talkradio.nyc. And of course, we're on all the major podcasting platforms. So if you don't see the Conscious Consultant Hour, just let me know. We'll make sure we're there, but we're in all the biggies. And thank you all for tuning in, and we will talk to you all next week. Take care. Yeah.
Listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mara Brathu, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 1 p.m. Eastern on Fridays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business, or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday.
While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.